Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Jess Hooker brings in the Elvis sandwiches plus Juice Newton and the Monkees. Coming up in just a minute.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Paparazzi Pizza, can I take your order?
I'm just in the cut, allowing you to go, and we just got the Mad Monk.
Meat lover?
Right.
Yeah, gonna be about 45 minutes.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's Bacon Palooza.
What is it with me and Palooza?
Oh my god. Here they come.
Look at this platter.
Holy hell.
Jess Hooker has just walked in with a platter of sandwiches of some kind.
Well,
they look like grilled cheese.
I've got a handout here.
Okay.
Apparently, these are the famous Elvis sandwiches.
Oh.
Elvis's birthday was January 8th.
Ah.
How old would the king have been? Do we know?
73.
Old.
Significantly older than that.
I think 78.
I believe you.
90?
You mean how old is
90?
He?
No.
How old is he?
He was born in 60. No, no. He was born in 35, so do the math.
Oh, geez.
I can't do that math.
He's right, listening.
89.
He listens to the show.
Up in Michigan, he's listening.
Okay. Now, this is the famous Elvis sandwich. Two pieces of white bread, peanut butter on both slices of bread, sliced banana on top of the peanut butter,
Did you say what was on both slices of bread?
Peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
Wow.
Yep, that's
I've never had the Elvis. I love peanut butter and banana.
Yeah, I've never had it with bacon either, but the secret is you have to fry it in the bacon grease. You can't use butter.
Oh, no.
God. Yeah.
I've never had it fried. I always have just, I don't toast or fry the bread either on my peanut butter banana, so this is the first time.
Don't you toast the bread before you fry it in the bacon?
The secret,
Just tell him you did.
Yeah.
We talked to Elvis's cook, and she told us the secret.
That was the secret.
You had to toast it.
Well, have you tried one yet?
No, I haven't.
She just walked in.
Well, she was cooking back there. She could have.
No, she doesn't cook
the way I do.
I did sneak some bacon, of course.
Of course. Right. You got to sneak bacon.
And it's Wonder Bread.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is Wonder Bread.
That's the way to go.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
How could you tell what's Wonder Bread and what's not? Please enlighten me.
He went through the
green
room.
When I walked in, I saw it there.
Oh. Well, while you pass out the Elvis sandwiches by request from Chick McGee, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Who's that sexy man with a deep voice?
Yeah!
He is with his joke of the day.
Hey, Chick.
Yes, Ace.
What do you call a bagel that can fly?
What do you call a bagel that can fly? I don't know what.
A plain bagel.
That was Ace Elvis' joke of the day.
And now here's a big fan of Elvis, Juice Newton.
Oh, we're going deep.
hearing this, Tom?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Love's been a little bit hard on me.
I got it. Subtle.
What? Love's been a little hard on me.
We got it.
Come on, Tom. You in the early 80s sunbathing with the girls?
You know.
Listening to that tune?
Waiting for Ralph Nader to tell you what to do? You know.
Yeah, sure, that was me. Yeah, sure.
Before all the Volvos.
God.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you if you play radio-friendly music from the late 60s, 70s, and 80s, I can name them in less than a second.
Probably. I bet you could.
I bet I could.
You're mm-hmm. really good
what
at
do you
that.
Think mm-hmm. What do you think
Chuck
of that?
Is good.
Well, I think both of us lived through that era.
No.
I'm a challenge.
I'm much better than you because much. I'll go, that's Alan O'Day, Undercover Angel.
Oh, you mean.
And you would go, let me think for a second.
Yeah, no, I was much more into what would be considered classic rock as opposed to the pop stuff that you had.
Well, let's take a bite of these sandwiches.
Yeah, I want you to judge once again, it's peanut butter, bacon, and banana.
It is.
In honor of Elvis.
Mm-hmm. That's quite the bite.
Grilled in bacon grease.
I don't taste the banana.
Okay.
I taste everything, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever had in my life.
But it's once again, it's fried. Fried in bacon grease.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so you fry up the bacon first, and then you assemble your sandwiches.
It's too good.
Is it
and I know it's going to hurt.
Here's the thing, Jess.
Yeah.
Ace is not pleased. You need to go and
it's great, but
put
I
more
just,
banana in.
Yeah, maybe somebody would like more bananas.
Get
some would
this
like less.
Maybe away
you just
from me.
Didn't get the bite that had the banana in it.
No, you put
each sandwich had had 8 slices of banana on it.
Identically prepared.
It was.
In my opinion, there's no way not to taste the banana.
Okay.
Walk me through this. So you take 2 slices of white bread. You put peanut butter on them immediately.
No, you don't pee on them.
Yes, I put peanut butter on both sides, and I put the banana slices on it, and then...
You mean you didn't pee on mine?
I didn't, sorry.
Oh, take it back.
So that costs more.
That's what I'm slash.
And then, you put the fried bacon on top, and that's it.
Okay.
God, that
it may be the greatest thing I've ever had in my life.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Now I know why the king was a little beefy there at the end.
You mean I just have to say, give me one of them sandwiches? That's all I have to do?
And that's an Elvis movie I'd watch.
Chick McGee is Elvis. Yeah. Give me more of them sandwiches.
I'm with Ace.
Yeah? Not enough banana?
I get the texture of the banana.
Oh, okay.
But not enough of
just
the taste.
A hint of the...
sure.
You made Ace's day, man. When you...
He's never been happier.
If Jess didn't say there was banana on there, I wouldn't have sit...
Oh, really?
I know.
Yeah, I must have got
the the texture, but the peanut butter and the bacon are just a home run.
That go?
I taste the banana. I taste
I did too. It was great.
I tasted it all. It was very good.
Oh, you just are just trying to make her feel good.
It's so... No.
Yeah, that's it.
When have we ever tried to do that?
Yeah. Around here? Come on.
No, it's delicious.
It makes anybody feel good.
It's way too good.
Good.
Yeah.
You start eating these.
You're way too fat to get in your...
What was that?
That's can't pronounce your R's fat.
Does that happen?
Jesus, old pal, I can't make an R.
My mom used to make my dad peanut butter and bacon sandwiches, but... She didn't fry them in bacon grease.
Yeah.
You think that was the morning after they,
probably made love to everything.
What? Why?
Oh, it's kind of a thing where, you know. Bruce.
What did you have for breakfast
last night?
I could say something right now and I'd be fired in a second.
Hang on. Let's hear her out.
Let's move on, shall we?
Pat, if you're going to break your veganism, today's the day, my friend.
It smells amazing.
I'm having a carrot. Can't eat any of this stuff.
I'm having a carrot fried in avocado oil back here.
I can't taste any carrot.
Well, thank you, Jess, and thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason, he put this together this morning.
Just delicious.
Idea. Was it your idea?
Which one's Jason?
Have you been to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland.
No,
I haven't been there either. Mm-mm. Either.
I'd go. It's, Pat, you've been?
Twice, yeah.
It's smaller than we all think, right?
Much smaller.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh.
And his
I saw
Tombstone?
The movie Priscilla.
Is it misspelled?
No. Misspelled? Yes.
Like Elvis.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah,
Aaron Presley.
Two ways.
Because
to spell
he's that. Not in the tomb.
Oh God.
Oh.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There's a. For example, he sponsored local baseball teams.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, yeah.
Their uniforms have the really high collars and the sequins. Oh, no, I'm somewhat disappointed they didn't have that.
Well, he loved his mama, didn't he? He really loved his mama.
Yeah. Do you remember Drew Carey's old joke of, Elvis is buried in his backyard. No wonder they call him King.
Oh, like a dog.
That's a great joke.
Do you have to get special permission to get buried in your backyard?
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's state to state.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you thinking about it?
No.
Why does Andy do something?
Yeah, how's that?
It's only been a week.
Sounds like you got those insurance concerns all squared away.
All right. Is this why you were asking if I had a lie guy?
Just kidding, honey.
Because you need to dig a hole and have the hole ready. Because if somebody comes along, you have to dig another hole.
Oh, that's good.
Would you stop? Love me a little bit. Hard on me.
Hard on me.
Not funny.
Love's been a little bit harder on me. Okay.
I disagree.
Weak at best.
I love it.
Once witless.
Again, hey, sometimes low hanging fruit tastes real sweet.
Damn right. Hell yeah.
Let's see. We'll get away from Juice Newton. You know why they called her that, don't you?
No, why did they?
She's juicy.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
But she had those juice pants.
That's where they
the juicy on the butt.
That's where they got the idea. It was
that
merch.
That was subtle. You're at the mall going down the escalator.
Oh, you love that.
15-year-old in front of you. Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, you went 15, huh?
I was thinking about Elvis and Priscilla. Should have gone 14.
Well, but in their defense, they were in Germany.
So. Okay, right. Okay. Jess Hooker, thank you so much, Jess, for making the Elvis sandwiches. Are we going to post this recipe?
Yeah, we can.
Now, and Chick was kind of mocking me, but I did hear an interview with Elvis's cook. And she said when you do make this recipe, you're supposed to make toast out of the bread and then deep fry it in the bacon.
That's a good idea.
Whatever you did, perfect. Yeah.
That's very good.
I think as a general rule, deep frying anything in bacon grease.
It's going to taste good.
We had a container, I want to say a coffee cup, on our stove when I was a kid, and it was full of bacon grease.
As did we.
We had an old coffee can.
Yeah. And it sat out all the time, and if you made egg, if you made anything, you used bacon grease.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That bacon grease.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why all my arteries quit when I was 49.
Sometimes there were things in it, like the little black. But that was your cooking oil, essentially.
Your mom didn't do that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She had bacon grease?
Yeah, sure. And my mom,
after they made Sweet Sweet Love.
Oh, my God.
She would fix them a meal.
Did you just take AH sauce this morning and douse your entire body
in
it?
AH sauce.
How do you think you got here, buddy?
So you're picturing Tom's mom sliding a plate in front of his dad. You earned this, big boy.
That's okay. Right. Stuff like that.
You made the bacon.
Thanks again.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks again, hun.
What I was trying to say was peanut butter and bacon is an absolute classic.
Yeah. It is good.
Now, have we finished our sportscast?
Not yet.
Stupid world record.
Well, actually, we have to do something else before we do stupid world record. Hard on me, hard on me.
You almost had coffee all over.
Been a little bit
boner on me.
Josh said boner.
Yeah, you Jason, okay, would you somehow erase that?
You guys are in fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're going to graduate, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someday.
I don't know what you mean.
My girlfriend's going to come in from Canada for it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. She's real. She's real.
Ooh, a girl. They have cooties.
Yeah. She let me touch her right boob. Her left one's off limits. She said the left one I can only touch after we get married. But the right one's on.
You just got the look.
Yeah, you see the face on him?
That's enough.
Yeah, but it's directed at you.
Oh, enough. I know.
Enough. Juice Newton.
Juice is going, hey, what I do?
You know what you did, Juice? You made great music for all of us to enjoy.
Here's the thing. Everybody listening to me right now, go find Juice Newton's website and tell her we said hello.
I love. You guys don't like Angel in the Morning?
No.
I always thought
that she, Dolly Parton wrote that.
Somebody else did it before her, I think.
Yeah, I thought
it was a huge hit.
It's so lovely and just sweet.
It's a huge
It was a gigantic hit.
Oh, hit!
Well,
oh.
You did say Dolly Parton.
God.
I can see where it is.
Okay, can anyway. We return it to something?
Anywho,
slight, a modicum of wit.
Stupid world record.
A man from the Czech Republic, has earned the Guinness World Record title for the largest collection of Lego sets.
Yeah, this is more fun than Juice Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What about Bonnie Bright Eyes? What's that?
Oh, I love that.
Turn around. Something.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Bonnie Tyler?
And isn't, yeah. That, isn't that the one I used to always let out a string of curse words? And then that ended up being in like the Adam Sandler movie.
Wasn't was that, that would
yeah,
that
the wedding
make you
wedding singer
come yeah. down mm-hmm. come down the ladder, change the radio station?
We had to, we had to play that.
You didn't like that song?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Do you have any guilty pleasures? I mean, I know you're on the cutting edge of all
no,
things.
No, I've got many.
Oh, I know you like Dua Lipa or whatever.
Oh, I love Dua Lipa.
Whatever.
What's your favorite bad song?
I'm lifting. Maybe 1, 2, 3, Red Light.
I shoplifted that. You guys know that.
Yes. Yeah.
I shoved it right down the front of my pants.
How'd that feel?
Well, I came.
No, I meant just the thought.
What is wrong with you?
There it is. What? I don't think they heard me.
I was 4, but
that
I
song's
liked it.
Fine.
You were not, not 4.
You were not 4.
There's nothing wrong with that song.
No, I know. It's just a cute little song.
What about Yummy?
I liked it when Hendrix redid it.
Little edge here.
Long solo there in the middle.
No.
You know what's a good song that I just heard a couple of days? Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Oh,
it is good.
A great
song. By the Monkees.
Yes.
The Monkees have a lot of good stuff. That's why they influenced the Beatles
so
much.
They do.
Oh, the Monkees had great writers. Neil Diamond, Voice of Heart.
Can you find Pleasant Valley Sunday over there?
I'd really like to. I don't have time for it right now.
I love that.
Well, in lieu of Pleasant Valley Sunday, I guess we'll just have to
play.
We're
at Peggy's.
Juice has not aged well.
Oh, she has.
She's dry. Ace. She's called Dry Newton.
Well, so much for her coming in to be on the show.
Poor Juice. She's like, what have I done to these people?
Well, no one does. So.
When was her last hit? 85?
She's pretty.
Pretty old.
I remember she had a great deal of hair.
Yeah, she has a lot of
hair.
She
looks gorgeous in the photograph I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, she looks absolutely beautiful. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of hair. Wow. Put your clothes on.
Did you put 2024 in your search and so it showed a picture?
I'm on her website.
Oh, okay.
Watching Juice with her fans.
Is she performing anywhere?
No, I don't see any tour dates.
All right, well, hopefully
this
summer.
Surprise.
Get out there, Juice.
She's very pretty. No. Now,
it's a good song.
This is Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Nope, it's Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Are you playing it through a transistor radio?
The rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Mickey Dolenz, right?
Nope. Yes, it's Mickey Dolenz. Just only got, this is the album version. 7 minutes. Is that okay?
Pleasant Valley Hard On.
Hey!
Yeah, the Monkees are good.
They're real good.
Yeah, they have great songs.
They try to, on the video of Pleasant Valley Sunday, they don't come right out and say it, but it the implication is Peter Tork is playing the piano during Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Oh, I see.
That's the implication.
That would be the
implication. He was the better guitar player.
I thought Mike Nesmith was a better guitar player.
Mike Nesmith would have.
Remember
told
when
you.
Peter Tork was in here and he played that awful song?
Yes,
and he wouldn't
I
stop
do.
Playing it.
Well, Peter was a nice guy.
That's not his real name, right?
Peter
Torkelson is
his right,
name.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. It was
Torkelson.
It used to be Richard Twisterson.
Right.
And then
Dick Twister. Boy, that's a Dick Twister is similar to the distaff version of that, which begins with a T. We have a tribute to that coming up, actually.
A twister?
Which part?
A lady twister or a gentleman's twister?
A lady twister. We can get to that.
A lady twister.
And I think the world record Lego guy sounds like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, he has the most Lego sets.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got him. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Finally.
Woo!
Pull up a chair.
Right. You sit right down, buddy. Yes, sir.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.